Let's begin our Vents Day segment, our weekly chance for you to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, Confederate flag official displays and Oregon counties opting out of retail pot. 800-838-3760, the phone number anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760, email address jx@jeffnet.org. The Confederate flag issue, well, this is one that's been talked about for 150 years since the Civil War ended. Should the battlefield symbol of the defeated Confederate States of America still be out there on display? People who like and display the symbol say it's all about heritage and history and a sense of pride in a valiant effort that did not succeed. The people who want it gone say that valiant effort was fought to keep human beings in the chains of slavery, that it represents a treasonous uprising against the United States government. People can think what they choose and display the Confederate or any flag under the First Amendment, so let's focus on the official displays. South Carolina's governor and now the legislature says it's time to at least debate getting the Confederate flag off the state capitol grounds. It was removed from the Capitol Dome 15 years ago. Other states display the flag in a variety of places. Your take? First, how do you view the display of the flag? Sentiment? Aggression? Something else? If there is an appropriate official, as in government-sanctioned display, what is it? And is removing the flag the right move after the church murders or political opportunism? 800-838-3760 around the region, jx@jeffnet.org. Topic 2 on this Vents Day, Oregon and marijuana, Chapter 3400. A state house bill by that number would set up rules and regulations for the retail sale of recreational marijuana. Pot itself for personal use goes legal in a week, but the retail shops will lag behind, as passed by voters. One of the amendments to House Bill 3400 would allow counties where 55% or more of the voters disapproved of legal pot to ban retail sales, even of medical marijuana, without a local vote. That means 15 counties east of the Cascades. Okay with you? Something you'd like to see changed? 800-838-3760 for this or the Confederate flag measure. Back in the exchange with your phone calls and emails in 1 minute. And, of course, this is our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week, the Confederate flag in official displays, and also about the idea of Oregon counties getting to opt out of retail sales of marijuana, both medical and recreational, if more than 55% of the citizens voted against Measure 91. What do you think about that? Either one of these. 800-838-3760 by phone. By email, jx@jeffnet.org, and we are monitoring Facebook. We have a little segment up there called Vents Day Live. Go ahead and put your comments in there, and we'll get to those as well. Wolfgang in Sunny Valley got in here first, writing about the Confederate flag. He said, should this not be a no-brainer? The Confederate flag is a slavery flag. Slavery is illegal. Advocating illegal activity should be illegal. Let me illustrate this issue with the question, what would happen if I flew a swastika flag? A local Grants Pass collectibles store, by the way, is selling Nazi memorabilia if anyone is in the market. Wolfgang adds a P.S. To be 1,000% clear, half my family was hauled off the Nazi concentration camps, and some died there. This is felt deeply by Wolfgang in Sunny Valley. Let's get your thoughts. The Confederate flag in either official or unofficial displays, a lot has been happening about this flag. Almost the entire editorial page of my local paper was consumed with flag issues today. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org or put your comments up on Facebook on the Jefferson Exchange page. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, the rebel battle flag, of course, is a sign of rebellion against the United States of America. The people who committed war on Fort Sumter were traitors and so on. At any rate, the state of Mississippi has the rebel battle flag in their state flag. Even one Republican representative, I don't remember if it's federal or state, has recommended its removal. And I don't think that there's any reason to have that kind of thing on public property. I mean, it'd be like in Germany, it's against the law to have the Nazi swastika out. I don't think we could go that far since it would be contrary to the First Amendment. Personally, though, I wish that these big corporations hadn't stopped selling the flag. I wanted to buy a half a dozen of them and spray paint losers on them and then hang them up around town. But now that they're not so readily available and probably very expensive, I'm not going to bother.
All right, Mark. Thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate it. And, you know, it's interesting because I did notice this morning in a different article, and believe me, the news is just full of Confederate flag stuff these days, that manufacturers of Confederate flags, and they say, look, you know, we don't attach any sentiment to this. It's like we make stuff and people buy it. But they report a surge in sales, which is not surprising. But I wonder if some of the surge in sales is the kind of thing that Mark is talking about. He'd like to buy some and spray paint loser on them. I have heard about Confederate flag burning ceremonies being offered by some people. And he brings up the point about the Mississippi state flag, which has become at the moment a little bit of an issue in Oregon because Oregon does display the flags of all 50 states near the state capitol. The Mississippi flag still includes the Confederate battle flag in it. There's been a discussion that maybe the Mississippi state flag should be taken away for just that reason. Also about sales, Walmart is not going to offer Confederate flags in its stores anymore, it says. Sears didn't sell it in its stores but did offer it online. It'll stop doing so. A couple of other online retailers will no longer offer Confederate flags. You know, this all comes, we haven't even talked about the fact that there was the murder of nine people in the church in Charleston, South Carolina, nine black people. Charleston, major city of the Confederacy, Confederate flags still flying on a separate flagpole on the grounds of the state capitol. A very, very sensitive subject right now. But let's go broader than just the immediate aftermath of the murder and talk about what the Confederate flag, when you see it, says to you. And what you think of any particular official display of it. For that matter, let's talk about private displays as well. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org, or go to the Jefferson Exchange Facebook page. And if you like it, you can put your comments up there. John and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi.
Hi.
As to the Confederate battle flag, in your lead-in, you didn't mention... Nobody's mentioned yet what's been observed. That is that the battle flag was placed on state property in the late 50s or 1960s.
1962 in South Carolina,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so as an act of defiance in an age of desegregation by law. So it's racist defiance and... should be observed as that, and people who misunderstand the issues may want to fly the flag for some other reason, but it's racial, racist, and negative, and pretty important if we're going to ever rebuild a community to recognize it for the symbolism that is embedded in it.
That's a good point because, well, you know, even if you adopt something because you think it's a pretty color or something, the fact is you have to acknowledge what came before.
Yeah, and I don't know as to its placement in the Mississippi state flag. I don't know when that occurred. But it's like the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, under God got added, I think, in 1954 because of our somebody's fear or jingoistic nonsense.
It was
over,
our fight against the godless communists. Right.
Huh?
Right, yes.
Yeah, so terrible. And as far as the pot law being observed statewide in Oregon, it's just very odd to post-election to recognize the minority's right to ignore the law or to apply the law differently. Again, this has been said before editorially, but... why does somebody, just because it's pot and society evolving in a good way, why do they get to elect after the election to not apply the law? We don't do that with other laws.
That's the interesting precedent that could potentially get set here. And I should point out that this House Bill 3400 has not passed yet.
Yeah.
It's due pass with amendments, and the amendments came from Ted Ferrioli, who is the Republican leader in the Senate. He said, if you're going to pass this, this is what needs to be in there. And the House Democratic leaders agreed to put in that provision. So we'll see where it goes from here. John, thanks for your thoughts. Appreciate that. So, again, for this other issue, the non-Confederate flag issue, we're talking about the fact that there is a provision now in House Bill 3400 in the Oregon State Legislature, a larger, much larger bill dealing with retail sales of marijuana across the state of Oregon under the recreational marijuana law that takes effect 1 week from today, July 1st. Retail sales will come later, but in some of the eastern Oregon counties, they might not come at all because those counties can now opt out without a vote of the people if this law passes. And if more than 55% of the voters of that county voted against Measure 91, the recreational marijuana law, those counties could potentially have no retail sales of either recreational or medical marijuana. Your thoughts on that? More than welcome. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email, or go to our Facebook page, like it, and place your comment in one of the two boxes we provided for you. Let's go to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, let's do the simple one first, Jeff. I find it highly amusing and incredibly questionable that the legislature, in its infinite wisdom, says that no, local communities cannot possibly make their own decisions regarding genetically modified organisms. It's impossible for them to do that, but they can, in fact, exclude marijuana dealers if they want to, because they're clearly wise enough to do that.
Paul, are you saying the legislature is being inconsistent?
I am saying that the legislature was bought and paid for.
By whom?
Monsanto.
Ah.
And the rest. Okay, it's, you know, Monsanto's the people out front. But it was bought and paid for by that lobby, by the agrochemical lobby, by the agribusiness lobby. So, you know, that's the simple one. This other one is way more nuanced, your other issue of the Confederate flag.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's a distraction. And you already have hit on it. You've already articulated it, whether you realize it or not. The real issue here is 9 people died because somebody didn't like the color of their skin and was whipped up into a frenzy by the rhetoric of a group of like-minded individuals. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the real issue we're facing. It has nothing to do with a flag. The flag is a symbol, and the flag is a distraction. Take one hand, put it out to your left, and wiggle it while something quietly is going on in the right hand over here. This is another example of that. The real issue we're avoiding that by dealing with this absolutely farcical Gilbert and Sullivan issue over here with the Confederate flag. First of all, if the Confederate flag is a symbol just like any other symbol. Now, I had family that fought on both sides of the Civil War. Do I really care about a rebel flag? No. Am I offended when I see one? No. But even if I am, a person has a right to make offensive speech as long as it is not threatening my health, safety, or welfare. That's a fundamental right, free speech. And in this situation, that's the piece everybody's forgetting as the herd is rushing off to judgment.
Which is why I specified at the outset of this Vince Day segment, I'm talking about official displays of the flag, government sanctioned, as in on the state capitol grounds in South Carolina.
As far as that goes, if that's the will of the people of South Carolina, then so be it. Okay, that's just again pure and simple. That's the representative democracy, such as it is, in action. Now, if the people there choose to change it, then that makes awfully good sense to me because it's still a matter of speech and it's still a matter of representing the will of the people. If I come over and visit you and do my job, I'm representing the will of the people. Okay, and if you don't like the job I'm doing, then you talk to your legislatures and change the laws I enforce.
All right. Thanks for the perspective, Paul. Appreciate that. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent politely on a couple of topics in the news. Today it's the Confederate flag, which everybody seems to be commenting on. Primarily, its official display is what we want to talk about here. But, you know, if it means something to you on a gut level, let's hear about this, what the Confederate flag means to you. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. You can also comment on our Facebook page. Here's Dennis and Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi.
Hi.
Say, I want to comment on this marijuana thing.
Okay.
Why do people vote? Every time people go out and vote, then some legislature or somebody decides that our vote shouldn't count and that they're going to make it a different way. And everybody wants us to go vote and to support our rights as Americans and blah, 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 blah. And then when we do and we make ourselves known, the powers that be say, oh, well, but that's not what we wanted. You got to vote this way, and then we'll like you. And that's sort of why there's a rebel flag.
Yeah, you know, I see the connection myself because I see the Eastern Oregon counties saying, well, we didn't vote for Measure 91, so why should we have to abide by the retail sales provisions? I mean, it will still be legal to use marijuana in those counties as of a week from today and grow it for your own personal use. But the retail sales part, if this bill passes, and again, it has not yet, that's what could happen. They could opt out of retail sales.
Yeah. And I guess then I'll just opt out of everything I don't like either that gets passed. Now, this rebel flag thing, I was in North Carolina in 1968, 69, 70.
Mm-hmm.
And whether people know it or not, in 1968 to 1970 anyway, when I left, the South was as racist and bigoted as it ever was. I know that there was supposedly none of that going on, but it was everywhere. And I, coming from the West Coast, a farm kid, I had no idea about what that was or what it is. And I was just shocked that that Civil War was still being fought in 1968. And I'm still shocked that it's still being fought in 2015.
150 years after the actual end of the war.
And I'm here to tell you that there's people in the South who hate America. They hate our country. They're rebels. They want the South to rise again. They want slavery again. They believe in that stuff. They believe in it's so unbelievable to me that can be happening, and the more we push it underneath the rug by saying banning the flag or whatever that they have, the worse we make it.
But if you
sort
get to
of
a
like
point,
the gun issue,
mm-hmm.
the more you make gun laws, the more guns get sold to people that shouldn't have them. And so I say, let it be out there so we know who's who and who we're dealing with, instead of like Obama was talking about how it's underground. It is. It's really underground, and it's worse now than it's ever been.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Appreciate it. Let's go to Grumpy John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Our topic's the Confederate flag and opting out of retail pot in Oregon.
Thank you, Jeffrey. You know, I want to bring it back home a little bit, this Confederate flag issue. It's not them out there. Let me tell you, I was being trained as a cook for the senior nutrition program. On the menu, they had a chocolate chip chocolate brownie. It was called a Congo bar. I spoke up to the director of the program. I said, that is offensive to some people. You should change that name. I was blacklisted. I didn't get a job.
Did you ask why it was called the Congo Bar, or was that just obvious?
Jeffrey, it was chocolate chip chocolate brownie. And if you cannot connect Congo Bar with the name of that cookie, I'm sorry.
Well, I like to start from a position of innocence. I mean, if you'd asked, I mean, would they have said, well, maybe it was made in the Congo originally? Don't know. I mean, but it cost you a chance for this job is what you're saying.
Chocolate chip chocolate brownie. I said that could be offensive. I got fired. The name remained.
All right. Message received. Grumpy John, thanks. Let's go to Lauren in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi there. I want to make two comments, and listening to your callers right now, it just gave me another idea. One thing is, as much as I could be a northerner, kind of, or what it's called from the Atlantic seaboard, I remember growing up a mile outside of Washington, D.C., and going with a friend of mine and her father to Southern Virginia on a fishing trip, the level of what it seemed to me that time of racism was kind of shocking. Not that we didn't have our own in Washington, D.C., of course. But I guess as a Northerner, what I would say is, as a typical, like, left-wing person, yeah, I think the Confederate flag is really, it makes me feel sick. But I'm a Northerner. How can I know what that means in another part of the country?
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing I wanted to say is that, you know, it's so easy to be a white liberal, a white progressive, a white radical, call into the show and say racism's out there. Racism is inside of every single white person. We all have our own internalized racism. Just like all men have their own internalized sexism, and women have adopted some of it too. And the most healing thing that we can do right now, being that Oregon is a state that still is primarily white, is look inside yourself if you are a person who's white, not a person of color, and say, you know, where is my own internalized racism, and try to catch it. Because we all have it. We're raised this way. It doesn't mean that we're bad people. It's part of our culture.
You say nobody's without it then?
I think that's what we can do to do the healing on our own level in here individually.
So, Laura, nobody's without racism? Is this your point?
Yes. It's so ingrained in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had people of color tell me we all have racism, but it's very different if you're white. You're the majority. You have white privilege. You don't get stopped by the cops. When you do, you don't get treated by the cops in general. In general, that depends on class. It depends on if you're housed, if you're not, what you look like. But in general, you don't get treated the same way. You have a kind of immunity that people of color don't. And you're not profiled as much. I can't tell you how much I heard this the times I was living in Portland by people of color that, oh, across the bridge, we like it here, but my gosh, coming from Tennessee or coming from Georgia, I'm stopped all the time by the cops, and they knew it's because they're black.
All right, thanks.
I'm not stopped by the cops.
No,
I'm white.
No, it didn't happen. Thanks for that, Lauren. Appreciate that. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topic's the Confederate flag and all it symbolizes to many different people. And Oregon considering letting counties that voted strenuously against legal marijuana to opt out of having marijuana sales at the retail level. Jay in Walterville writes, Larry, Moe, and Curley are fighting the will of the voters for marijuana. Why are the legislators flailing around at 11:30 o'clock a week from supposed legalization? It's a waste of fuel for residents that live in opt-out areas. This is the last gasp of conservative resistance. That's from Jay in Walterville. You know, I want to come back to Lauren for just a second, because when we talk about the last gasp of something, Lauren reminds me, not intentionally, that we can condemn racism in other areas, but we have to remember, for example, that Southern Oregon, in fact, the legislature was pretty much controlled by the Ku Klux Klan around 1920. The Klan was really powerful in Oregon. Oregon put that behind it. Other states seem to be going a little more slowly about that. It can't be as simple, obviously, as just furling up symbols, so it has to go to other places. That's another element of the conversation here. Let's go to Jean in Winston. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Well, I'm from Texas. Now, that's not the Deep South, but it still is the South. I understand that this flag in South Carolina is the battle flag and not the kind of the national flag of the Confederacy. And actually, the Confederacy wanted to secede. That was the cause of the war. And, you know, Lincoln said if the nation could survive half slave and half free, that was kind of okay with him. He didn't free the slaves until later. Well, of course, I'm very much against slavery. But I think if people, they could change and not have the battle flag, but they could have the other flag, the national flag. And I just wanted to say something about racism. I think we approach it from the wrong way. I think that the caller that said everybody is racist, I think this comes from our evolution as tribes, where you had to identify who was in your tribe and who was out. And I think we should just acknowledge that that's a sort of instinct. And we have lots of instincts that we need to overcome. And
it's using the brain with the executive functions rather than the one we got from
yeah,
from
I
reptiles.
Guess so, but I think we should just acknowledge, like the previous caller said, that that's just one of our kind of primitive instincts that we need to acknowledge instead of saying, oh, it's because you're raised with prejudice or something. I think it's deeper than that.
Right.
And another thing,
we don't have time for another thing. I'm sorry I had to stop you there. Because
thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from all of you. As usual, a very lively discussion here on Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.